So, you have a TV show for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called The Big Bang Theory, and it's about a group of nerds.
Okay.
And one of the main ones is named Sheldon.
What's his deal?
Well, he's a genius theoretical physicist, and also, you know, just the worst.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's a rude, selfish, surprisingly misogynistic guy that gets away with stuff because he's so smart that he doesn't know any better.
Oh, so you're gonna play the quirky card.
Right, I'm actually gonna play the quirky card with pretty much all the main characters.
That's smart. That way they can all behave like douches and people will just go along with it.
Exactly. They're all awful people.
Wow.
Anyway, sometimes Sheldon also says bazinga.
Bazinga?
Yeah, bazinga.
What the hell is a bazinga?
Bazinga. It's like his catchphrase.
Oh, catchphrases are tight. Are they hard to come up with?
No, actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
That's great.
So yeah, bazinga will be a thing that he says after a joke or a prank that he thinks is funny but actually isn't.
Oh, so what's funny is that it's not funny?
Right, so that way I save myself the trouble of writing jokes that are, you know, actually clever.
But the show will actually have funny jokes, right?
Not really.
Oh.
Yeah, well, instead of having jokes, I figure I could just have the characters reference something nerdy or say something that's inappropriately smart for the situation they're in.
Oh, okay. I don't get it.
Well, for example, if a character's running late, maybe he'll say something like, "I'm gonna have to run faster than the Flash."
Okay.
So.
Wait, was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
I'll be honest, I don't see why anyone would ever laugh at something like that.
Well, I figure we can have a live studio audience and just make sure that they, you know, lose their minds after every sentence.
And that's gonna make people at home think that the show's funny?
Yeah, check this out. "I'm gonna have to run faster than the Flash."
Oh, okay.
Pretty good, right?
Okay, yeah, no, that's good. That's very good.
Well, I'm glad you thought that was funny.
Yeah. I could tell it was funny because I heard laughter after you said it.
Yeah, so we'll do that pretty much every time something nerdy happens.
So the nerds aren't just the main characters. Them being nerds is also the punchline.
It's the punchline to most jokes, yes.
Wow.
And the beautiful thing is because we're referencing smart things, people will feel smart for laughing.
Oh, feeling smart is tight.
Oh, yeah, it's a great feeling. Doesn't matter if it's true or not.
And it's fun to laugh at nerds. That's how I spent most of my time in high school.
You do give off that vibe.
Yeah, stupid nerds with their stupid science and their stupid glasses.
Yeah, glasses, totally. I'm with you on that one.
Oh, you should definitely keep those on, though.
Oh, I should?
Yeah, I don't want to be mean, but you do not look good without glasses.
Is it that bad?
It's pretty damn bad. Please put them back on.
Wow, well, okay then.
So what else happens in the show?
A whole lot of creepy behavior towards women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like one of the nerds, Howard, uses satellites to spy on women while they're sunbathing nude and then sneaks into their house using a disguise.
Wow, that is pretty creepy.
Well, he doesn't know any better, so I'm gonna play it off as quirky.
I just hope there's never any kind of social movement that holds people accountable for that kind of inappropriate behavior.
Me too.
Any other characters I should know about?
Well, there's Raj, and we're gonna make a lot of jokes about him being Indian.
Maybe a little racist.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
And we're also gonna make a lot of jokes about him and Howard seeming like a gay couple.
Maybe a little homophobic.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
And then there's Sheldon's roommate, Leonard.
Oh, what's his deal?
Well, he's still very awkward, but he's probably the most socially adept of the group.
So he probably understands that the way his friends behave is wrong.
Right, but he doesn't really do anything to stop it.
Kind of makes him an enabler.
Yeah. So anyway, he's in love with this woman, Penny, that lives across the hall.
What's her deal?
She's a hot blonde who's kind of dumb, so she doesn't know what's going on when the guys talk about smart stuff.
Maybe a little sexist.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Women are trophies.
What?
Anyway, Penny's gonna send some pretty clear signals that she's not into Leonard, but he's not gonna take no for an answer.
It's super charming when men don't take no for an answer.
Yeah, so eventually he's gonna wear her down and they're gonna end up together.
Very romantic.
So yeah, that's the basic idea. We'll make fun of nerd culture and socially awkward people and get a studio audience to go crazy.
I mean, it sounds great. How many seasons do you think we could squeeze out of that premise?
I think we can make fun of these nerds for at least 10 seasons.
I guess it'd be difficult to exploit it much more than that.
We'd have to be pretty greedy to even try.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch. If you did, give it a like, maybe a comment, share it on Twitter and Facebook. We also have a lot of these on the channel that you can check out. And let me know in the comments section what other movies or shows you'd like to see pitches for. And as always, check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.